Chris is clapping. Ooh, that went flying off in all directions, didn't it?
It did.
Gee, that was a lot of fun. I know why you like that tune, though, because it's, you know, after you get through the verse part, and you can just take it at any tempo, double it up, slow it down, anything you want to do. You know, we played two pianos once, I don't know if you even remember this, in Detroit, or not two pianos, four hands.
Yes, with the quartet.
Yeah, I guess I was in the audience, and you called me up, and I was nervy enough to come up there, and we played All the Things You Are.
Those were the days.
Oh, those were the days, and these are still the days. You know, it's what you're doing is you just keep going on with different things. I was so thrilled to see what you were doing at City Center with the ballet. With the ballet. It was one of the most exciting evenings I've ever had.
You know, I wrote a ballet called Points on Jazz, and that was in the early 60s. I think I wrote it late 50s. And the choreographer was a Polish lady, Dania Krupska. And she loved this theme, and she asked me to do, I think, 10 or 12 variations on it. And I called it Thank You, and which is Dziękuję in Polish. And I had been to Chopin's house in Poland and seen his pianos. And on the train to the next town, I decided I'd play a tune and dedicate it to Chopin that night at the concert. And this is a tune I'd like to play for you, showing how you can get into jazz through many different approaches. But the classical is one way, and you can take the same theme and play it.